and welcome to Cradio's Catholic News Update for Friday, the 30th of September. The Sydney Morning Herald has reported that Philip Nitschke's claims over the last few days that he's received permission from the Therapeutic Goods Administration to import Nembutal are false. Nembutal is a drug used by veterinarians for large animal euthanasia. Nitschke claims that he found a loophole in the TGA rules that would allow him to import the lethal drug. Paul Russell, the founder of Hope Australia, received information from the TGA that indicated that Nitschke had not been given approval to import the lethal drug. The article in the Sydney Morning Herald stated, Nembutal is not approved for use in Australia. The Therapeutic Goods Administration said it had not given Dr. Nitschke permission to prescribe the drug. Meanwhile, a euthanasia bill in the South Australian Parliament was supposed to have been voted on yesterday. A priest was killed in Colombia on the 1st of September. Father Reynal Restrepo Idaraga from the mining town of Mamato was killed by unknown assailants on a road about 200 kilometres from Bogota. He was riding a motorcycle when strangers stopped him and shot him dead. The assailants escaped, taking the motorcycle with them, which was later found by the police, and other objects belonging to the priest. Father Restrepo was very young, only 36 years old. He was born in Viterbo, and since 2009 he was the pastor of Mamato, where over 2 years he was appreciated and respected by the locals thanks to his commitment in favour of the disadvantaged. The authorities have begun investigating the case to determine whether the reason for the priest's killing was mugging or if there was any other reason. The area of Colombia is well known because about 80% of the population of Mamato is dedicated to the extraction of gold. The Vatican has released an itinerary for the Pope's November Benin trip. It's the Pope's second trip to Africa during his pontificate. In 2009, he travelled to Cameroon and Angola to present the Instrumentum Laboris for the African Synod, which took place later that year. Highlights of the November 18 to November 20 trip include visiting the Cathedral of Benin's capital, Cotonou, meeting political authorities and representatives of the major religions, meeting President Yayi Boni, meeting seminarians, visiting the tomb of Cardinal Bernardin Ganton, and signing the post-synodal apostolic exhortation for the Africa Synod, also meeting children and celebrating a large open-air mass on the final day are on the Pope's itinerary. In 2010, 47 churches were shut down in Indonesia, and in the first 4 months of 2011, 9 Christian places of worship have been shut down or demolished. This new statistic comes from the Jakarta Christian Communication Forum and has been reported by the FIDES news agency. The official reasons for the closure of the churches speak of houses used as places of worship without a license or without the minimum number of 60 faithful. However, according to the JCCF, in most cases the measures taken follow protests from Muslim radical groups. The forum suggests Christians meet with civil authorities and establish fruitful dialogue with local Muslim leaders to foster mutual understanding. And finally, Bishop Anthony Fisher has been quoted in a letter to the Sydney Morning Herald. Ken Morrissey of Pemmel Way wrote yesterday, Jennifer Harrison, letters September 27, and Henry Wan, September 28, refer to the apparent silence from the churches on the poker machine issue. The Catholic Bishop of Parramatta, Anthony Fisher, wrote a full-page article for the August issue of the Catholic Outlook headed, Don't Gamble with Our Future. He says, sometimes gambling is far from harmless. Australian Catholic bishops recently expressed themselves painfully aware of the damage that problem gambling, especially problem poker machine gambling, causes for many people. And that's it for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again next week. Enjoy the long weekend. God bless.